Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Lose Life, Find Life. In Matthew 10, Jesus emphasizes that true disciples will persevere in the context of persecution. And they do so because they have recognized Jesus for who he is as Lord. This commitment is above family and is defined as the way of the cross. Matthew 10:39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This paradoxical principle, lose life, find life, is stated by Christ more than any other single statement made by Christ, showing its fundamental importance. Matthew 16:25, Mark 8:35, Luke 9:24, 17:33, John 12:25. Christ is making a point here that is of utmost importance. And yet, strangely, so many Bible commentators either skip over it or try to dance around it. Yet the hard words of Jesus are often some of the most important. The word life here is the Greek word psyche, which very literally means soul. It refers to the essence of one's being. Note very carefully that Christ is not here talking about rewards, but the very soul of a person. The sense is that the person who puts his own life as a higher priority than Christ will lose his soul, showing this person never truly had a genuine saving faith. But the person who loses his life for the sake of Christ will share an eternal life. Moody Bible Commentary, verse 39 could be paraphrased. He whose life pleases only himself will miss eternal life. And he whose life is live for me, that is Christ, even to the point of death, will find that eternal life awaits him. End of quote. Howard Voss writes, the meaning of verse 39 is that he who avoids death in the midst of persecution by denying Christ will lose his soul. But he whose devotion to Christ may result in physically dying for him will enjoy eternal life in his presence. End of quote. It is true, or let me say this, if this is true, and it is, it totally and absolutely destroys the whole idea of easy believism that says you can believe in Christ in a saving way, and yet it will not necessarily affect your life. Either Christ is wrong or easy believism is wrong. I'm going with Christ. There is absolute consistency in what Christ is saying all through this entire context, emphasizing that true followers endure. Matthew 10, flow of thought. Verse 22, he who endures to the end will be saved. Verse 28, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 33, whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny. Verse 37, loves family more than me is not worthy of me. Verse 38, not take up his cross and follow, not worthy of me. Verse 39, finds his life will lose it, loses his life for my sake will find it. More narrowly, note that loving Christ above all ties to death to self and following Christ. And in turn, this losing of one's life results in finding it. In the end, there are those who live for Jesus, true disciples, and there are those who live for self and lose everything for all eternity. Within the category of living for Jesus, there are degrees of faithfulness, but all true believers ultimately value Jesus above all else. As Paul says in Colossians 3:11, Christ is all, and in all. Christ is all and in all. This defines true believers. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.